She's chatting online. Didn't do this for a little while. Clickety clackety on the keyboards, clickety clackety. Kind of keep me awake. I may have been trying to sleep. I ask her, "Who are you talking to?" She won't say anything. "Come on, tell me. What's he saying? What's he doing?" She's a little nervous, thinking I might be mad because I was trying to sleep. "No, come on, tell me. Tell me what he's saying. I want to do that. I want to do what he's saying. What he says is what I'll do." She thinks about it for a moment. Then she begins describing me, what he's saying, what he's typing, exactly what he's typing, how he's holding his cock, what he's stroking, how he's stroking it, what he's doing to her with his tongue, how he's licking her, how he's sucking on her breasts, touching her in every way. I only do what he's saying. I don't add anything of my own. It's got to be what he's doing, what he's saying. I sure hope he knows what he's doing. She also begins telling me what she's typing down to him in response, how it feels, what she's going to do, and what she's doing to me at the time. Still, I can only do what he says. I'm completely at this other man's mercies on how he's doing things and what she's saying she's doing to him, what she's doing to me. He must know what he's doing. Must know what he's doing something right. As she finally starts to moan and groan, squirm, squeal, and it comes with a spasm and a loud scream. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack on the keyboard. She's responding to him. More instructions. He gets to enter her. I get to enter her. Starts out slow. He tells me how fast to go, how slow to go, which way to turn her, which way to put her. In and out, with force, with tenderness. Then he has me pull out. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, clickety-clack. More silence. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack. I'm getting nervous, but I'm still hard. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack on the keyboard. Another bout of silence. "Hold on," she says. She reaches over the end table and grabs a bowl of ice cream and hands it to me. He slowly dribbles the half-melted ice cream over his cock. Or rather, I do. Is he actually doing this to himself, way over there on the other end of the internet? Is he even aware what's going on our end? Has she told him? I don't know. Clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety. She slowly leans over and starts to lick the ice cream off. Up and down, just a little bit. She takes my cock fully in her mouth, goes up and down, licking the ice cream remaining with her tongue as she goes. She keeps going up and down, occasionally pausing to describe what everything tastes like. Her taste, the taste of the ice cream, the taste of me, as she has to pause, clickety-clack, clickety-clack, clickety-clack. She keeps doing this off and on. I'm so close, it doesn't matter. Slow, up and down, stop. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack. Clickety-clack. I can't hold it anymore. And I finally come. I lay down next to her and hold her and stroke her hair, which I really like to do. "I'm sorry I brought home that half-melted ice cream. At least we found some good use for it.